Good day. This is Jonathan Miller and Holistic Reality Radio at 4 p.m. Eastern Time live or anytime after in archive at holisticreality.com. We're presented by reallywell.com, natural health for being really well, and survivethechanges.com. It is wise to be prepared. Today we're talking about tricked big time. And we've been talking about Tick Tricks, my two-part book that covers the development of the transnational interlocking corporate kingdom over the last couple of centuries. And going through different aspects of it, part one is called Control by Crisis and Deception and Technology. And part two is Corporatism, Science, PSYENCE, and Tyranny. So we're talking about some of the tricks that the TIC, the Transnational Interlocking Corporate Kingdom, has developed. How have we been tricked? Let us count the ways. Or is even that a trick of distraction to try and list and dig into all these? But not only do we need to identify how we are being tricked, we need to figure out how to end that and fix what the tricks have done to us. The Transnational Interlocking Corporate Kingdom, the TIC, has been through in developing its multiple bags of tricks over the centuries. It has been very thorough in doing this. And as technologies have developed, the hidden powers have confiscated many of them and used them against the ignorant rest of us very effectively. So let's go over some of the many tricks that they have utilized to trick us. First and foremost has been Babylonian money magic, where with debt, interest, fractional reserve banking, where they hold only a small portion of the assets and create out of nothing fractional assets in the form of debt and trick us with a front issuance of currency floating on top of this debt, and then to fiat of the controlled government, who now for many decades or centuries under the debt control system, the governments issue fiat currency. That is, currency that is stated by the government to be the legal tender for transactions that there's no real value in and of itself because it's not any longer backed, at least in the United States, since 1973 with any real value assets such as gold or silver. Our money used to be backed with that as it was constitutionally mandated to be, but they dropped that first in 1933, I believe it was, with separation from the gold standard and confiscation of the gold and setting of its value artificially at $35 an ounce. But in 1973, even the redemption of gold to foreign holders of dollars was ended. They closed the gold window, so to speak, completely divorcing the money from asset backing. Of course, silver was taken out of the coinage in 1965. Playing with our money and issuing this fake currency, and then between all the different currencies of the world, having varying exchange differentials allows those in the know and in positions of power and inside knowledge to make money constantly and expand their power of financial control through exchanging assets back and forth, or exchanging currencies and so forth, making profit. So they build a profit into their system for their transactions, and they solidify these with contracts and paper control of commodities. So all these things are part of the Babylonian money magic system, contracts and paper and currencies, and then utilizing inflation, deflation, and market manipulation and insider trading, bribery, and even the legal system, especially the Uniform Commercial Code, which is based on international mercantile law, the merchant law of the seas. So all that is part of a major operation to control all of us in the economic system, and as workers, the bottom line servants of the establishment, we are made to think that we're free, unlike the peasants of the Middle Ages that knew that they were stuck in this feudal system. And the slavery system, of course. So realizing that that makes people very aware that they're being controlled and they fight to get out of it or strategize and so forth, better would be to trick them into thinking that they're free and independent and control them through the whole system itself, which people would have no idea how this all came about. They just assume it's the way it is. So that's how that works, but also tricks of false religion, false science, false history, controlled education. And that borders over into the whole political system, politics, media, fake or irrelevant news, such as the entertainment and celebrities and sports and television and screen devices and so on. These are all tools of this control system. Television itself is a hypnotic medium, so it builds in another factor, the attempt to hypnotize and actually control, control the minds of the populace, not only through social engineering and these social systems like the money magic we talked about and others that we will talk about, but literally through tools of affecting the mind, such as television, they've been able to get a real hypnotic mesmerization of the population going on. So on with bureaucracy, the technocracy. All these developments over the centuries are other ways of embedding the control systems, especially by controlling the people in those positions, whether they have something on them or bribe them or just train them and mind control them as well. But the people in the positions of agencies and bureaucracies and so forth that administer the transnational interlocking corporate kingdom system on us all, using the advanced technologies, many of which they keep secret from the masses, very sophisticated compartmentalization, need-to-know basis only, with high-level people in high places having more of the oversight of the whole picture. But that's the nature of the technocracy, the high-tech bureaucracy that is administering all of our systems, including military operations, espionage, surveillance, data collection and tracking, space program, both the front space program that was a distraction and the secret space program that has gone way farther than they have let the public know in terms of colonization of other planets in the solar system and beyond, working with other races from other places. So this is all a conspiracy that is actually not fake. It's just not well known to the public because it's so covered up and hidden. But these things are all going on. Then you have the weather control system. All you have to do is look at the skies several days a week and see the spraying from the airplanes across the sky late in the day. Most areas become cloudy if they start off sunny because they fill the sky with artificial clouds full of chemicals and particles that are utilized to control weather, both by the actual content of the sprays as well as frequencies bounced off the metals in the sprays to generate ionization, to to chemically nucleate ice and precipitate rain or snow if they wish to, or hold it in the clouds and prevent it from dropping to create droughts if they want to, also to move weather systems with these frequencies and other technologies and intensify them as well. They can create very serious, massive storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, etc., earthquakes. They have technologies to control and manipulate all of those aspects of our weather, climate, and earth change activities. But we are also going through a period of earth changes in the solar system changes that affect our climate and weather as well. So we have a whole lot going on that they aren't making fully clear to the public. Instead, they're using a PSYOP called climate change to try to socially engineer the public into certain livestock shoots, shall we say, that will lead to much greater constriction and restriction of our lifestyle. Geoengineering is a big part of that. That's what we're talking about, the sprays in the sky. So we need to learn more about that. And we have a whole page on geoengineering at survivethechanges.com. But more importantly even is the public poisons, of which geoengineering is a part because of those hot, toxic metals, the barium, aluminum, fluoride, strontium, and so forth, that are in the sprays that are falling to earth. We're breathing them. They're getting in our crops. They're on our soil, our land, our yards. Not to mention all the spraying done in the neighborhoods for weed control of glyphosate and all of its use in agriculture, which is a major one of the public poisons also. But other ones include fluoride, vaccines, medicines, genetically modified organisms. And glyphosate is the weed killer Roundup that is used not only with GMOs but also on to dry them out end of the season, and we're all suffering high toxic levels of glyphosate in our system. Then you have the wireless frequencies, the cell phone transmissions, the Wi-Fi, and the rolling out of now 5G, the fifth generation of these frequencies, which is intensely harmful to biological systems and must be stopped because it will also be a expanded pool of mind control because it can put thoughts right into your head and messages that come to you audibly as though God were speaking to you out of the other dimension or something. So these things are all being rolled out now, but we're already suffering the frequency of bombardment from all the devices we already have. The rat race itself keeps us not only distracted but preoccupied, tired out, and ultimately not too healthy because we haven't been taught well to take care of ourselves, to get enough sleep, to eat well, to detoxify all these poisons, and so on. We're being distracted. We're being divided by class, by race, by gender identity issues, confusion, political persuasion, war, and threats of war. This is all part of a dialectic, comes from the philosopher Hegel, a problem-reaction-solution, setting up a problem, fostering a reaction among a targeted group or two, even better if it's a divisive reaction with different points of view being expressed, and then offering the solution that solves the division problem and creates, and on we go. So it's all part of this process of mind control of the masses that makes us more susceptible to the propaganda, to the false flags, the staged events, the false narratives, and ultimately the chaos if they can trigger social disruptions and activities that bring us chaos in the streets, so to speak. These are all psychological operations. I lump them under the term science, P-S-Y-E-N-C-E. And there's a chapter about that in Tick Tricks Part 2. But blackmail, threat, trauma programming is an essential part of the powers that be, even the way they upbring their kids, prepared for being psychologically manipulated to be comfortable with controlling the rest of us through these methods, including death or threat of death. So aware researchers have been uncovering all of this for you. But we need to get many more people to understand the situation. If you've not heard of this before and this sounds ridiculous or shocking to you, you just need to start digging in and getting a bead on all this. And now that you're aware that we are understanding more about it all the time. And you need to undertake a coordinated effort then to fix things in your own life, especially avoiding the poisons, detoxifying as much as you can, getting a life-supporting nutrition going, what we call the principles of natural health, and to fix the tricks and what they've done to us. So the first priority is to stop the poisoning of us all and engage a natural health education program of detoxification, nutrition, relaxation, and exercise for table strong table of natural health with four strong legs to support it. Then we have to have a restoration of reality economics based on real value for value. That is very much needed. And then we need to expose the disinformation, the mass surveillance, the tracking, the false flags, psyops, and other unnecessary activities. These must all be revealed and ended. So you can see there is much to do. Please visit SurviveTheChanges.com for details on many of these challenges we're facing and how to be prepared. ReallyWell.com for outstanding natural health information and products. And then WaterUs.com for pure water fit to drink. You need to get the water purified for your drinking, cooking, and showering and bathing. And then TickTricks.com for more about this cabal and all that it does and the tricks that it rolls out. And finally, HolisticReality.com for the archives of this program. Thank you for listening. We encourage you to visit ReallyWell.com for more. Now is the time to move with purpose, time to understand.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive, it's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. Been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand.